From the internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, alert, alert. Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It's time once again for the Stephen Roy Podcast. I am your host, Stephen Roy. It is August 2nd, the year of our Lord, 2025. Yeah, I know, August already. I was just looking up Sydney Sweeney. I'm going to talk about that on the Rumble today, as well as other stuff. So I hope you enjoy it. That and Ukaistan we will talk about on the Rumble. We're going to do that first. I didn't know. Why is there no audio? Why is no audio being played? Well, it's because I didn't have this power strip in this little rack on the floor turned on. If the power strip's not turned on, the expander limiter, It's called a limiter expander compressor. That's it. Compressor, limiter, expander does all three things. And that was turned off, so there's no audio. Also, the hard drive, my big hard drive that has all the music on it and all the IDs and liners and bumpers and Commodore, that's also powered off, that power strip. And that was off. So there you go. I don't know why I'm not running on all cylinders, but that's okay. I'm here. Didn't do any yard work this morning. The only thing I've accomplished today is got up, made breakfast, and took the dogs to the groomer. That's it. Lexington Concord and Lady May. All right, let's do the Rumble. I'm going to take these headphones off. Hey, and then we'll talk about that and more. I was just going to, you know, talk about what I was going to talk about in the Rumble, but let's talk about the Rumble. Isn't that great radio? I know. If you're a radio station or TV station, you're like, wow, this is great. It's a great podcast. Looks like my, now it's recording okay, but when I get softer like this, it doesn't look quite the same, but it is. Let me get adjusted so I don't adjust with the video playing, which would be lame. And I keep hitting this ring light, so let's hope it's focused properly. You ready? Here we go. Video. I don't think this is adjusted right. Let's try it again. Let's play. I think I hit that tripod. Okay, it looks good now. Did I leave it like that? Now I gotta test it again. See, I told you this is great. This is great radio, right? There's Homer Simpson fading into a hedge like that dude at the Coldplay concert. What a dummy. If you're stupid enough to fool around on your wife, you don't snuggie in public. Testing testes. Okay, let's play that one back. Okay, it's good. Here we go. It's time for the Rumble for August 2nd, the year of our Lord, 2025. I am your host, Stephen Roy. Hey, thank you so much for watching last week. We had more views last week than we ever have, according to the Rumble. But, you know, I don't know how accurate that is, because I can have 300, 400, 500 people click on the link to the Rumble from the X at Stephen Roy Radio, and yet it'll only show, you know, a short number. You know, I said to a listener once, you know, I'm sorry I stutter on the air. And you know what the listener, I said this to all listeners on this radio station, and then a listener called in and he said, you know what, Stephen, This is what we love about you, that you're real, that you're not some fake SOB that, you know, is like, and we call that a puker in radio. I don't even know if they still use that term, but someone with a fake voice, that's what we called. That's what we called that kind of radio person. I'm not like that. I'm just a regular dude. I've been told I have a nice voice, but I don't know. It's now the afternoon of August 2nd. It's 1:29 p.m. See, there's D. 1:29 p.m. That was D and I last Memorial Day last year at San Antonio. That was on the Riverwalk where that picture was taken. We had a hotel right on the Riverwalk, a little bit off the most popular area of the Riverwalk. And then we would walk like, I don't know, a mile back to the happening spots on the Riverwalk. We had so much fun there. It was great. Highly recommended that. Recommend that if you haven't been to San Antonio. We were there Memorial Day 2024, and it was 90 degrees and probably 90% humidity. It was hot, but still enjoyed it tremendously. It's, of course, it's much hotter than that in the summer. We enjoyed our time on the Riverwalk. We also went to the Alamo, which I highly recommend. If you call yourself an American patriot, you really have to go to the Alamo because it's awesome. So let's talk about two subjects this week. And hopefully as many of you will watch as you did last week. First, let's talk about Sydney Sweeney and the American Eagle ad. You know, it's a good ad. She's a beautiful woman. So is that why leftist idiots have all this faux outrage? Are they PO'd because she's beautiful or because she's white? That's the reason. They don't want her on this ad because she's white. Well, I got some news for you from your Uncle Steven. You're racist. You are racist. If you have a problem with white people being on ads, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you leftist idiots? Or I don't care what your political persuasion is. If you have a problem with that ad, you're an idiot. Because Beyonce did an ad just like it. Okay, look it up for yourself if you don't believe me. You'll see the fair-skinned Beyonce, not the one from Destiny's Child that was about 800 shades darker. No, no. This is bleach-skinned Beyonce. Did you see her in the Levi ad? What does it say? I have great genes. If you think that has anything to do with genetics, then really, I can't help you if you're libtarded, okay? I can't help you. You have stage 3 TDS. And there's only one more stage after that until death. We talked last week about how you can be infected with TDS and how you can contract TDS and how you must avoid those that have TDS. You must avoid the media where TDS can infect you. You know, it kind of reminds me of, if you want to see a stupid movie, I don't remember which Halloween it is. It might be Halloween 3. But there's a Halloween where people buy these masks for Halloween, right? And then if you watch TV, this thing comes on the TV and it's like, and then all of a sudden snakes and spiders and stuff eat your brain inside the mask. I mean, it's stupid. It's a stupid movie. Has nothing to do with Halloween 1 and 2. It's ridiculous, okay? Well, that must be what happens when those with any stage TDS watches TV, and then they see an ad with white people, they go ballistic. Well, let me tell you why this is important now. Let me tell you why. You got faux outrage over Sydney Sweeney and the American Eagle ad. American Eagle is selling out their jeans. They can't keep jeans in stock because everybody's buying them because they love the ad. They like the jeans. It's a good product. This is called supply and demand. Okay, this is Econ 101, supply and demand. If you supply a good product, there's demand for it, and you sell it. If your product sucks, it will not sell. It's as easy as that. If you make jeans that as soon as you get a little water on them, they like disintegrate. I know holes are popular in jeans. I tell people on the internet all the time, on the X, I tell them, you know, you should get into some new jeans. You know, you can afford new jeans. You got holes in your jeans. I don't wear jeans with holes in them. I don't think it's cool.
Okay, David, you're old. Maybe I'm old. But come on. So if I make a crappy product, it does not sell. And that company will go out of business. This is why we cannot have socialism in these United States of America or anywhere in the world. Because guess what? Every time it's tried, it fails. It fails. It failed in the Soviet Union. It failed in China. China, any prosperity that China or Russia has now is because of capitalism. That means they sell their stuff and they make money. That's capitalism. What's socialism? When the government controls every aspect of the means of production, which means former Soviet Union made one car. If you didn't like it, you didn't have a car, right? What is the incentive for you to shop for a car? Now, we have lots of car choices in the United States of America. So guess what? If one company is selling a Yugo and it's a POS, nobody's going to buy it. And that company is going to go out of business, right? Same with grocery stores. I could go to United Supermarkets. I could go to HEB. I could go to Costco. And guess what? If I get a better deal at one or the other, that's where I'm going to go. No, I'm not going to Wally's World. I'm not. Since they went all to all self-check, I stopped going. Now, I hear one I used to go to is going away from self-check, probably because they're losing their A. Look, if I fill my cart with stuff and you can buy anything at a Wally's World, why would I self-check a full cart and spend $300 or $400 and have to bring it up myself? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go there. That's supply and demand, right? Your supply sucks because you have self-checkout. No one demands it. No one's going to go there. That's supply and demand. If the commie mandami, what's his name? I call him, what is it I call him? I can't even remember now. I had a funny name for him. Anyway, if that commie dude running for mayor of New York, if he runs and he wins and he gets rid of all the stores in New York except one government store, guess what's going to happen? No one's going to shop there. They're going to go outside the city to buy groceries. Yes, that's what's going to happen. Or some company is going to sell them groceries online and they'll have it delivered to their doorstep. What is he going to, is the commie mandami going to ban that too? I mean, come on, stupid. So there's also a Dunkin' ad, right? There's a Dunkin' ad and the dude is white. And leftist idiots are going crazy over that too. You're racist if you have a problem with it. You're racist. So why the change in advertising? Why? Why don't you ask Victoria's Secret? When Victoria's Secret was parading around models that are about a deuce and a half, guess what? Nobody wants to see that, okay? Now, well, let me give you a disclaimer first before we talk about advertising of clothing or fashion, any kind of fashion advertising. Personally, if you're a size zero and you look like an Auschwitz survivor, I don't find you attractive at all. I don't. Sorry. I don't want to see your mosquito bite boobies through an open top at a red carpet event. I don't want to see that. I don't think it's attractive, okay? So, there's a disclaimer is this. Did you know that a size 12 is considered a plus size model? That's absolutely ridiculous. A size 12 is absolutely normal. Now, personally, I prefer a woman that's curvy over one that's too skinny. But Sydney Sweeney is beautiful. She has curves. She has buttocks. She is fairly well endowed. I think she's a beautiful woman. So when Victoria's Secret was running these ads with much too large women, I mean, hey, if you feel good in your own body, God bless you. I'm not judging you. Look at me. I'm not skinny. I got on the scale. Was it yesterday? Yesterday, I weighed 288 pounds. That's not skinny. It's not. I haven't been skinny. I was trying to think, when was the last time I really was thin? I was 195. I was 286 pounds when I went through a divorce, and I lost weight to 195, and I had a 33-inch waist. And that was the like the late eight the late no, it wasn't the 80s, because it had to be in the 90s. So it had to be mid to late 90s. That's the last time I was that thin. Okay, it's 2025. I will probably not be that thin again. And guess what? D likes big guys, right? D played high school basketball and ran track. Rumor has it she still has the records for her school in West Texas. And guess what? D's was 5'11". I think she's slightly shorter now, probably 5'9", 5'10". Because as we age, we do get shorter. That's right. Our vertebrae compress. Okay. D's curvy. I think she's absolutely beautiful. You saw a picture of her at the start of the Rumble. If you missed it, you'll see pictures of her on my X at Stephen Roy Radio. I think there was 8,320 followers on there last I checked. So thank you so much for joining me on the X. You can, as long as you don't say anything against me or racist or anti-Semitic, you're welcome to post there on my X. And once you get personal and say stupid stuff, well, I'm going to block you forever. Okay. So Victoria's Secret went down the commode, right? They lost their A when they started using large, large women, okay? I don't care what anybody says. If you weigh 900 pounds, you are not healthy. I mean, you ever seen that show? I can't watch it. You ever seen that My 1,000-Pound Life? If you can't walk, someone is feeding you. Oh yeah, you can order stuff for delivery now. But if you can't walk, you're not going to the grocery store. Someone is feeding you. Okay? Now, if you love somebody, if someone's your friend or family, why would you buy them a bunch of crap? If you want to see a really sad movie and a good one, Brendan Fraser deserved the Academy Award for The Whale. I highly recommend you see The Whale. This is a perfect example of gluttony that is out of control. Now, I admit I love to eat, but I can't eat like that. I cannot eat like that. Last night, Dee and I went to our my favorite Mexican restaurant here in West Texas. Hadn't been there in over 2 months. We were on the carnivore diet religiously. I lost no weight on the carnivore diet. Now, I felt better physically. My belly shrank. I felt stronger, more endurance. So the carnivore diet helped me in that way, but I did not lose any weight. In fact, when Dee had her annual checkup, her cholesterol was high. That is from an all meat and fat diet. So I can't live like that either. There is no secret to losing weight. You must exercise. And you must eat less. That's it. So, advertising today. There is a big backlash. Used to be you had to be homosexual, what they would consider a minority. Hey, I'm a minority in Texas. There are more Hispanics and blacks in Texas as a group together than there are white people. So I am a minority in Texas. So don't give me this BS. I don't want to hear this BS about me being, you're white, so you've always had white privilege. That's a crock of S, okay? I know very successful black people. There are very successful Hispanic people. Saw a movie last night. Don't recommend it because it was not good. There was one white guy in the movie, and he was portrayed as an idiot. This is what has been happening on advertising. If there's a man and a woman couple, the guy, especially if he's white, is made to look like an idiot. Nobody wants to see that. 99% of women do not want a soy boy that's a wimp. They want a real man that can protect them, that can do the yard work, that can take care of the car. You know how many soy boys don't even know how to check the oil in the car? They get a flat, they would have no idea what to do. No idea. Let me tell you something. When Dee and I first started dating, we went out to eat at this restaurant. Really good restaurant. I'm not going to say the name of it. I will say that the gentleman that founded this restaurant, I think he's passed away, he actually designed Raider Red, or at least he made all kinds of caricatures of cartoons and drawings of Raider Red. I don't know if he actually designed him, but Raider Red is the mascot of this school, the Texas Tech Red Raiders. This is the double T. Now, I'm wearing this today because I'm a big fan, and the Red Raiders have started football practice, which is awesome. So I guess that would be summer, the summer practices, because it's not fall. Anyway, so we went to this restaurant. On the way there, D is getting this alarm for low tire pressure, and I'm like, oh, it's probably nothing. It's probably just a little low. We go in the restaurant. We come out. The tire is flat. I changed the tire, okay? Then she had a Nissan Murano, great little car, and instead of a big, nice all-terrain tire, it was one of those donut tires that was about that wide. I changed the tire. When I put the new tire on, had the front end jacked up, it was the right front tire, put the tire on, I'm tightening the lug nuts, and D's all, why is that tire like this, David? Was it like this? Why is that tire like this? I said, D, how many tires have you changed? She said, none. I've never changed a tire. I said, well, how do you know? What it was when you raise up the front end, control arms, the shocks decompress, and the tires are like this, right? Because it's up off the ground. There's nothing supporting the tires. That right front tire was like this, right? Or was it like this? Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is the tires are like this because the control arms go down, the shocks decompress, you take all the pressure off the tires. And then after you lower it down on the jack, it goes like this to like this because the tires are being pushed up against the front end. So I thought that was hilarious. Now, you typically have springs, right? So they're coilover shocks. In older cars, you have leaf springs. Yeah, even on the front, you can have leaf springs. For example, in a four-wheel drive truck, you might have a solid front axle. I mean, you know, nowadays it's independent suspension in the front if you have four-wheel drive. And nowadays, most cars, especially imports like this Murano, is front-wheel drive. So you have independent suspension, so you have universal joints that join the tire to the... Anyway, so I tell you that whole story just to give you an example. Now, D is a woman. I don't expect her to be able to change a tire. I am a man. I am the man of the house. It is my responsibility to take care of the vehicles and... It's so funny. One of my colleagues yesterday, I said, "Hey, you know, I just got my truck serviced. They gave me a car wash, a free car wash. I pay for car washes on my work truck myself, even though it's a company truck." I said, "Do you want this car wash?" "No, no." I said, "You don't even wash your truck. You know what happens in West Texas if you don't wash your vehicle? The dust acts like sandpaper on the top of the car or the truck. You'll see vehicles all over West Texas, and looks like someone's literally sanded the paint off the top of the vehicle." Okay, so that's advertising, right, in a nutshell. Okay, you want to make the product as appealing as possible so people will buy it. If the car is ugly, if it's a Pinto and it blows up, As soon as someone hits the back, guess what? They're going to stop buying it, okay, if it's unsafe. That's advertising. Advertising is designed to get you interested in a product. So why would you not have an attractive man or woman advertising your product? Now, I'm not going to look the same in a pair of jeans as a 20-year-old tech boy. I'm not going to look, I mean... D's not going to look the same in a pair of jeans as Sydney Sweeney. That's not the point of the advertising. It is to get you to notice the product. That's the whole point of advertising. If I do ads on the radio, I do it to get you to come to the business. Advertising is designed to draw people into the business. That's what a good ad will do. Doesn't matter if it's television or radio. That's what it's designed to do, okay? Otherwise, what are you going to do? What am I going to do? Do an ad and go, yeah, come to Bob's used car lot. Their cars suck. Do you think people are going to go there? Now, here I'm going on vacation in a week, and I woke up today coughing. Going to have to take something to prevent that if it gets any worse. All right, I promised my followers that I was going to talk about the UK. I often say on the Stephen Roy Rumble, let's make UKistan UK again. There was just a case where a guy was given 7 years for a social media post. I S you not. 7 years for posting something that the UK government didn't like. That is a libtard world order dictatorship that's putting people in prison for their speech. That's not the worst of it. The worst of it is I've read so many cases of illegal aliens, foreigners, getting a light jail sentence for rape. Had many followers contact me today and yesterday saying, Stephen, that is not the worst of it. People are getting out of jail. They're getting a get out of jail card free. Get out of jail free card, right? Because we don't want to offend their culture. I've actually heard this. They don't know that it's not okay to rape a woman, so we couldn't possibly put them in jail. Guess what, they're brain surgeons of the UK? If you do not punish people for rape, they're going to continue to do it again. Guess why 1 in 10 women in Britain have been raped? Because these idiots, these illegal aliens, these foreigners, they know they can rape you with impunity. They know they can rape you with no consequences. It's kind of like the death penalty. I can't remember if it's Texas or Florida. I think it's Florida that just put to death a guy that killed his family with a machete. They put him to death. The death penalty. Doesn't matter what state it is, Texas, Florida, wherever. If you use the death penalty, people know, oh, wow, if I commit murder, I'm going to be executed. An eye for an eye. A tooth for a tooth. Then you could go to a place like a Tampon Timmy the Pedo's Minnesota, where a guy kills his family with a machete when he's 16. Guess what? He just got out of jail. I think he was sentenced to 40 years. Oh, no, we can't keep him for 40 years because he was a juvenile when he killed his family. So they let him out like 10 years early, right? No, what is he, like 46 now? Now he can live the next 30 or 40 years with freedom after he killed his family. He murdered his family. He didn't shoot him. He didn't poison him. He didn't kill him with carbon monoxide in the middle of the night. No. He hacked them to death with a machete. Right? You know what a machete is? It's like a big long knife. He hacked them to death. That's how they died. Did they deserve to have a death like that? No, they did not. That man should have got executed. Now, I'm not heartless, okay? There must be overwhelming evidence before you consider execution as a sentence, right? If there's circumstantial evidence that put this guy in jail, how many times have we read stories about people that were prosecuted when they weren't even guilty? There must be, you know, I don't even know how to say it. There must be total DNA, physical evidence to prove that you committed the crime before you even consider execution. Absolutely. How about, it's on video. People love to, like, you know, oh, I'm going to do Facebook Live when I kill somebody. Like that dude in New York that killed that CEO. Can you believe that leftist idiots celebrate that? What message does that send? That if this guy is a hero because he killed an innocent man, okay, I know HMOs are not great. I know people have been denied medical coverage. I know they've died because of it. That's terrible. That's a tragedy. This dude was rich. Don't try to make him some kind of hero. He shot the guy in the frickin' back. What kind of hero is that? He's not a man. He's not a man. If you're gonna do that, how about you look him in the eye when you shoot him? That is not a man. Come on. Now, I am a former United States Marine. I have never killed somebody in my life, and I hope to God I never have to. But let me tell you something. There is a reason why we have less crime in Texas. UK, hey, Starmer, how about you listen to this, you idiot? How about you come here and try to put me in jail? Come and take it. That's the saying we have in Texas. Starmer, you're an idiot. The reason we don't have over 40,000 stabbings in Texas like you have in Londonistan. That muzzy mirror of Londonistan is terrible. The reason why we have less crime in the state of Texas is because we have constitutional carry. Okay? Now, I don't have any guns staged in my house. They're all in the bottom of Lake Allen Henry, so this doesn't apply to me, okay? But if you break into somebody's house in West Texas, you're almost guaranteed to be given a dirt nap. You're going to be meeting your maker. You're going to be standing in front of your God or Satan because you're dead. Okay? That's why we have less crime in Texas. If someone thought they could do that here, let me tell you something. I don't care if I'm armed or not. I am going to rip your head off and S down your neck. Okay? If you attack me or D, I don't care if you kick my dog. Okay, I won't kill you if you kick my dog, but I'm going to beat your ass. Okay? That's what's going to happen.
Damn it, you said the A word.
Yes, I did. Oh, look at that. Hey, Mom, I'm looking so fluffy and cute. You wanna squish me. You want to squish me. This is from the groomer. Hey, Mom, I'm looking so fluffy and cute. You'll want to squish me. You can come pick me up at the groomer. I'm not going to mention the name of it. They don't advertise on this show. Pick me up within 45 minutes to order a late pickup, to avoid a late pickup. Okay. Oh, my gosh. It's been almost 30 minutes. So after this rumble, I'm going to have to go pick up the dogs. And we only have 1 minute until the rumble is over. I can pause the podcast until I get back. So, hopefully I helped you today. In the UKistan, 1 in 10 women are raped in what was Great Britain. Let's make UKistan Great Britain again by stopping these stupid leftist idiots. Let's make our Irelandistan, Ireland again by stopping these idiots. I want you to look up the Cloward and Piven strategy. These political hacks are deliberately destroying your nations. They are literally destroying the entire Western world, and it's deliberate. They're destroying France. They're destroying Sweden. They're destroying the Netherlands. They're destroying Europe. Let's make Europistan Europe again. You know, the reason that there is less crime today in the United States of America, and there still is crime, because they let in 100 million illegal aliens.
David, how do you know there's 100 million?
Tell me how many are here. I want you to give me an exact number of how many illegal aliens are in the United States today. Tell me exactly how many there are. Oh, you can't, can you? That's right, you can't. That's going to do it for me today on the Rumble. I hope as many people watch it this week as last week. I want you to have a great day. I want you to have a great evening and a great week. Yes, now you have to. Beep.
All right, I'm going to pause the podcast, and when I come back, I'm going to play some great music for you. Now, last week, I queued up these Tennessee songs, so that's what I'm going to play for you now. Starting, of course, with the greatest Tennessee song from Alabama, Tennessee River, on the Stephen Roy Podcast. XP sucks.
Oh, Tennessee River and a mountain man. We get together anytime we can. Oh, Tennessee River and a mountain man. We play together in Mother Nature's plan.
God, RFB. Watched the palm trees wave goodbye. It was a hard drive, had to say goodbye to you. I stopped for some Coca-Cola and some corn nuts too. I thought about turning back, I already missed you. If you need me, burn it up, bend the rules, leave right away. If you need me, take a four lane, headed my way. Take a bus, take a plane, take a car, take a train, take a bike, hitch a ride, you decide. If you need me, you know where I'll be, yeah, in Tennessee. Going through my boxes, found a photograph. You're sitting on a mule in Mexico, picture perfect point of view. And then a postcard dropped from the book you gave me on my birthday, and it hit me, baby. If you need me, burn it up, bend the rules, leave right away. If you need me, take a four lane, headed my way. Take a bus, take a plane, take a car, take a train, take a Hey, you do the math, it's just me, and I'm without you. What else could I do? You need me, burn it up. Take a plane, take a car, take a train, take a bike, hitch a ride, you decide. If you need me, you know where I'll be. In Tennessee. Na, 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 na. In Tennessee.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me how long you gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Been sure a highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Cause a free wind is blowing through your hair, and the days surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air, in the air. Wishing on a falling star, waiting for the early train. Sorry, boy, but I've been hit by a purple rain. Oh, come on, Joe, you can always change your name. Thanks a lot, son, just the same. Venture a highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Oh, 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 oh. Cause a free wind is blowing through your hair, and the days surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the air.
picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me not knowing what to do. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Turning back the pages to the times I love best. I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living is just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Every highway, I got to see you, my old flame. Every highway, seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream-shattered sleep, I wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, seen the better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Every highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Every highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blue, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you.
XB sucks!
Thank you.
XB sucks.
I'm tired of spinning my wheels. I need to find a place where my heart can go to heal. I need to get there pretty quick. Hey mister, what you got out on that lot? You can sell me in a pinch. Maybe one of them souped up muscle cars, kind of makes you think you're stronger than you are. Color don't matter, no, I don't need leather seats. All that really concerns me is speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 0 to 60, can it outrun her memory? Yeah, what I is an open road and a whole lot of speed. I'd like to trade in this old truck, 'cause it makes me think of her and that just slows me up. See, it's the first place we made love, where we used to sit and talk on the tailgate all night long. But now she's gone and I need to move on, so give me speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 0 to 60, can it outrun her memory? Yeah, what I really need is an old some miles between us. Tear off that rearview mirror, there's nothing left to see. Yeah. Let me lean on that gas, all she catches up fast. So give me speed. How fast will it go? Can it get me over her quickly? 0 to 60, can it outrun her memory? Yeah, what I really need is an old and a whole lot of speed. That's what I need. I'm tired of spinning my wheels. I'm tired of spinning my wheels.
RIAA, bite me.
Denied!
Go! Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Did I just score?
What are you waiting for? A graved invitation?
Quack, quack!
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
Don't make me smack you.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking your chain.
I'll juice you up.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republican for which in my hands with puberty and nachos. Nacho for all.
I've still got a Woody Woodpecker.
From the internet to your ears, this is RFD.
It is hour number two of the Stephen Roy podcast. Hour number two is the rant-free second hour of the Stephen Roy podcast for August 2nd. That's number two. August 2nd. I don't know what's happening to my brain. I'm frying it. August 2nd, 2025. And I've got some fun music queued up for ya. This one I queued up last week. Didn't play it because we just ran out of time. But it's fun. Always like to start the second hour with a fun song. Then we're going to continue on our journey. Don't ever forget where you came from. Mac Davis didn't forget. No, just as he predicted in his song, Texas in My Rearview Mirror, he came back to West Texas. In the Ghetto was written about West Texas. Now Big and Rich.
Passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. When I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city, I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Thoroughbred, that's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says,
oh my God, RFD!
I was just 15 and out of control. Lost to James Dean and rock and roll. I knew down deep in my country soul that I had to get away. Hollywood was a lady in red who danced in my dreams as I tossed in bed. I knew I'd wind up in jail or dead if I had to stay. I thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas, and my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just did not want to hear. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. So I lit out one night in June, stoned on the glow of the Texas moon, humming an old Buddy Holly tune called Peggy Sue.
Peggy Sue.
With my favorite jeans and a cheap guitar, I ran off chasing a distant star. If Buddy Holly could make it that far, then I figured I could too. And I thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas, in my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just did not want to hear her. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. But the Hollywood moon didn't smile the same old smile that I'd grown up with. The lady in red just wanted my last dime. And I cried myself to sleep at night, too dumb to run, too scared to fight, and too proud to admit it at the time. So I got me some gigs on Saturday nights, not much more than orchestrated fights. I'd come home drunk and I'd try to write, but the words came out wrong. Hellbent and bound for a wasted youth, too much gin and not enough vermouth, and no one to teach me how to seek the truth before I put it in song. I still thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas, in my rearview mirror. Mama kept calling me home, but I just could not, would not hear her. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. Well, I thank God each and every day for giving me the music and the words to say. I'd have never made it any other way. He was my only friend. Now I sleep a little better at night, and when I look in the mirror in the morning light, the man I see was both wrong and right. He's going home again. I guess happiness was Lubbock, Texas, and my rearview mirror. But now happiness is Lubbock, Texas, growing nearer and dearer, and the vision is getting clearer. My dreams, and I think I finally know just what it means. And when I die, you can bury me in Lubbock, Texas, in my jeans.
Tractor. You can't miss it, it's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower with I Love Jenny painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down, and this is my town. Yeah, this is my town. Hey, where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep all my yesterdays, where I'm
every day at noon. A bunch of us still go down to the diner. I wonder if that interstate's still coming through. But come Sunday morning service at the Church of Christ, well, there ain't an empty seat to be found. And this is my town. Yeah. Sitting right there in our yard. The county came and took that water tower. And that's Jenny with a baby in the car. Oh, we're off to Sunday service at the Church of Christ. And if we want to see, we better leave right now. And maybe later, me and O.T. Roy will show you around our town.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Thank you. people! Yeah! Tag team music in full effect. That's me, DC, the brain supreme. And my man, Steve Rowland. We're kicking the flow.
We're kicking the flow.
And it goes a little something like this.
Tag team, back again. Check it, check it, and let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoice. Everybody over here.
The Steve and Roy podcast. Isn't that a fun song? It is. That's why I play it for you. We have fun on the second hour, the rant-free second hour of the Steve and Roy podcast. Well, let's play it. Let's do a little more exploration of fun music. Fun. I don't know. You might find it disturbing music, but I think it's fun. And we'll start with Avril Lavigne. Hey, you have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. Thanks for listening. Why'd you have to make things so complicated, huh?
Uh-huh. That's the way.
It's all been done before, and if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are when we're driving in your car, and you're talking to me one-on-one, but you become somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like. Yeah.
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my lock, I would have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just one second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go walk out the door, just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, not I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live, I've got all my love to give. I will survive, I will survive.
just not to fall apart. I'm trying hard to mend the pieces of my broken heart. And I've spent oh so many nights just feeling sorry for myself. I used to cry, but now I hold my head up high and you see me with somebody new. I'm not that stupid little person still in love with you. And so you thought you'd just drop by and you expect me to be free. But now I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. Oh, now go walk out the door, just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, not I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Yeah, yeah.
Trust in you. go for all this. There's only one thing you should know.
Blame it on the rain that was falling, falling. Blame it on the stars that shine that night. Whatever you do, don't put the blame on you. Still got a couple problems, never seem to solve them. I keep thinking I'm letting you down. Still ain't making you proud. Still, why am I trying? Spinning my wheels up 100 mile hill, sliding back down till I'm stuck here in a standstill. But oh, that's when I remember he's working on me. Still changing me piece by piece. Still making me better. Gonna do his thing. Don't care how long it takes. Still all I know is I don't care if it's a little cliche to say that I'm a sinner saved by grace. 'Cause I need more every day. That's why he's working on. Such a long list of all the times you don't win. Trying to get it right, ain't getting it right. Still, always hating how that feels. But let me tell you, every rebel in the church got a story like yours. Till they read about grace in a verse and a couple red words come alive. And you realize he's working on me. Still, changing me piece by piece. Gonna do his thing. Don't care how long it takes. Till all I know is I don't care if it's a little cliche to say that I'm a sinner saved by grace. 'Cause I need more every day. That's why. When I'm hurting, my God's still working. When I'm reaching, when I'm searching, my God's still working. When I'm broken, hurting, when I'm still searching, my God's still working. When I'm stranded, reaching, I am believing. My God is, he's working on me.
Why is the media doing everything they can to hide this fat melting trick that uses nothing but pink salt?
Oh, stop, Wiggy-O. Just stop it.
Shaking, let down and live and let go. So you can let it be known, I don't hold back. Well, I sat back and thought about the things we used to do. It really meant a lot to me. You mean a lot to me.
I really mean that much to you?
Girl, you know it's true.
Smile.
she'll leave you wishing she'd just roll your way again.